welcome back to How to Learn a Language, brought to you by Lindsay's Languages, the podcast that kind of does what the title might suggest, teaches you how to learn a language. And before we get into today's episode, as always, three very simple ways that you can help out with the show, as we're relatively new. And it's all about word of mouth, spreading the word, doing a nice thing. So number one is to subscribe to the show wherever you're listening. That way you miss zero episodes. Number two, rate or review the show wherever you're listening. That way more people can find us. And number three, join our email list. And that way you're fully updated, not just new podcast episodes, but also blogs, videos and more, all about how to learn a language. And you can visit lindsaydoeslanguages.com/podcast to sign up for that. That's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/podcast. Okay then, so what are we talking about today? Well, I figured seeing as we're quite early on into this new series, it would be good to kind of establish like what Lindsay Does Languages is all about. Why Lindsay Does Languages? Why would you, should you, could you learn how to learn a language with us? So we're going to talk about three things that Lindsay Does Languages does differently. And I know that there's a lot of choice when it comes to what info to take in to help you learn a language. And it can be tricky trying to whittle that down to the core stuff that works for you. And hey, right, I'm first to admit and like proudly that Lindsay Does Languages and the way that we work isn't going to work for every language learner. That's good because there's something out there for you. And, you know, the more people there are talking about how to learn a language, the more you're likely to find that right fit. So if you know that, like, you know, you're listening and you're like, I don't know, who is this person? What's this about? I'm not sure. If you know that it's not for you, that's fine, no problem. You're still welcome. But don't feel, you know, obliged. Just take only what you need. But if you're here and you're like, yep, I get it. This is my jam. Then hello. And also, you know, if you're wondering as a result of that, how and why to learn with Lindsay Does Languages and you want to know more about what I'm all about, what I stand for, then let's do this. Let's talk about it. So since 2012, which at the time of recording, over a whole decade ago now, like, what is time? I've been working for myself, doing work that involves languages. And that's always been under the name Lindsay Does Languages, but it's been different things in all of that time, right? So in the beginning, I taught them. I taught English, French, and Spanish, to be precise. But and this was like offline, right? So I was driving around to people's houses, mostly after school. So mostly kind of between 4 and 8 p.m. And there's a limit to that, right? There's a limit to how many 4 and 8 p.m. Time slots there are in a week, in a month. And so as things, you know, I kind of dabbled online a little bit, like maybe I can do what I'm doing, but online, where I don't have to spend half an hour driving through rush hour traffic, right? And as things then sort of grew online, I soon realized that everyone who was finding me wasn't necessarily learning English, French, or Spanish. And the thought of only writing blogs, making videos, or sharing anything online just about three of the 7,000 plus languages in the world, that wasn't going to make me happy, right? I'd feel kind of trapped, kind of like a butterfly stuck in this goopy chrysalis with its wings pinned down, just wasted potential, just like, ugh, come on. I love English, French, and Spanish, of course, don't get me wrong. But I knew that I wanted to talk about more languages, wanted to kind of cover more ground in a different way. And it also didn't take me long to realize that what was needed in the world of language learning wasn't and isn't really more materials, more resources, right? So I'm talking about things like books and courses and classes, immersion programs, podcasts, all of the stuff that exists that directly teaches you and explicitly teaches you a language. There's a lot of that stuff out there, right? And my, you know, if I don't want to focus on English, French, and Spanish, then I can't realistically do that stuff for other languages that I'm less good at. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, right, I know that there's less of that stuff out there to learn, say, Guarani than there is German, but I soon learned as well that the resources that you use to learn a language actually matter very little. And it was Guarani that taught me this. I started learning Guarani in 2015, I would say, 2016 maybe, around about then. I knew that there was this trip coming up. There was going to be lots of Latin America time, and going kind of north to south, Paraguay, Guarani speaking area was going to be one of the last places to visit. And I thought, well, if I want to use this as an opportunity to learn a new language, I already speak Spanish, I already speak enough Portuguese, that's kind of the best option, right? If I'd picked, say, like Quechua or a Mayan language or Nahuatl or something kind of further north, I wouldn't have had as much time. So that was one of the big reasons why it ended up being Guarani. And I was really excited to do this. But yeah, it didn't take me long to discover that actually I can't just go on Amazon and be like, Guarani, learn Guarani book. I can't just Google learn Guarani online. Like, there's less out there for languages like that. But that didn't mean that I didn't learn the language, right? So that experience of learning a language with less resources, a lesser studied language, especially outside of the region where that language primarily exists, that taught me that the resources that you have actually matter very little. And it also taught me that whether your teacher is qualified or brand new to the job, that matters very little. Whether you have a perfect four-figure streak on Duolingo matters very little, because none of that stuff really matters when you know the secret, right? And this isn't some like, yeah, hashtag secret, TM, copyright, registered trademark. This is just a very simple thing. And the reason I call it a secret is that it's often excluded. Nowadays, less so, which is good. But for a long time, especially if you look back to older resources, there's a lot of assumed knowledge, right? And that assumed knowledge is that you know how to learn a language. And that knowledge will unlock a lifetime of ease. And when I talk about ease, I mean actual ease and not just the word easy that shames you on the front cover of that Japanese book Gathering Dust. And speed, if you want speed, and joy, which you definitely want, right? And that secret, like I say, it's not so secret anymore. The secret is out, partly because it's being included more in resources a bit, and also because I've been banging on about this now for the past 2 years or so, teaching it to all I need now is a rooftop to shout it from. And this is it. The best way to learn a language is to learn how to learn them. And that means that you know what to do with any resource. You know how to kindly guide any teacher to what you want to learn, to know that apps can be fun, but you can take them even further for more fun, and to know that they do not dictate your progress or your success or your ability in a language. And so I don't teach you languages. I teach you how to learn languages. And this matters because no amount of semi-good Korean online course or Portuguese ebook or Chinese audio lessons that I could make will actually get you to where you want to be in a language. What will is knowing what to do with them, knowing how to make these resources work for you, for your unique situation, for your unique needs, and for your unique learning style and personality. Because there's something at the core of everyone who's ever successfully learned a language, and that is that they know how to learn a language. And by the way, when I talk about successfully learn a language, I'm not talking success as in boom, C2 level in 90 days or A1 conversational in 2 weeks. I'm talking about success defined by you, the learner. It's your unique success. So, with all of that said, I'll be honest with you, it's been years of kind of agitation at the back of my mind over whether it's time for me to start making language-specific resources, of feeling the kind of moral dilemma of paying someone once for their work and then going on to earn more money from what that person did. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I don't know a million languages, but I want to teach a million languages, like, somewhere along the line, I'm going to need to pay someone else to come in and help me make a thing, but then I'm paying them once, and that, like, that was a bit of a moral dilemma for me, of internal debates over which languages to make stuff for, right? Do you go for like the oversaturated, quote unquote, popular ones that you know people are going to want to learn? Or do you go for the lesser studied ones where there's less resources out there, and so there's more need to create, to expand that wealth of resources available? But then it kind of emphasizes that moral dilemma even more, right? Because often those lesser studied ones, they're indigenous languages, maybe they are endangered or minority or minoritized. And that then creates this even bigger moral dilemma of like, well, who am I to, you know, profit from that situation? So today, I want to clarify for you what I do, what makes working with languages working with Lindsay Does Languages different from any other language learning company. Number one, I don't teach languages. I teach you how to learn a language. So we've touched on this already, right? And the reason that we do this is that so you're empowered and equipped to use any resource to learn any language for life. When you know this stuff, you can take it and you can apply it to a new situation. Amazing, right? Because chances are you're probably kind of intrigued by more than one language, right? I know that I am. And so if you're here, you probably feel the same. And there's so many great resources out there already to help you learn a language, right? So that means, especially if you have this language wanderlust, right, to learn multiple languages, that it's really easy to fall into what I call magpie mode and to gather, kind of squirrel away lots and lots of resources, but never really get to using them. Don't you hate it when that happens? Often it comes from feeling overwhelmed with not really knowing where to begin or what to prioritize or how to actually use the resources you have at hand. By the way, can I just say, if you are listening to this now, you have access to the internet. And that is one of the greatest and most disruptive language learning resources, if not the most, probably the most that we'll see in our lifetime. So you really do have everything you need. You just need to know how to use it. And that's where I come in. Number two, I promise you actual quick and easy language learning, because unlike all the catchy book titles that never deliver, we have a plan. And when you learn this process with me, it's not just like, okay, bye, and now you're left on your own. We have a plan. We're in this together. We work together to create this stuff. So your language learning will flow quicker, will flow easier than ever before on scales that you, the person in charge of your language learning, define. And I get why we want quick and easy, right? We live in a world filled with instant gratification. We don't want to work hard or something. We don't want to wait. We want it now. But the truth is that successful language learning does take a bit of time, and it will likely not always be easy. However, when you learn how to learn a language with me, you begin to unlock new paths to quicker and easier ways to learn, all because you understand you and you put you at the center of that process. And number three, my services will never be discounted and thus devalued. So products, maybe, occasionally, yeah, sure. I'm open to sales. I love a sale as much as the next person, of course. But services, things that I offer that involve me and my brain and my time, no, there's no Black Friday, 99% off sales over here. So you don't need to wait for that mega discount, because it won't come. If you decide to work with me today, you'll be getting the best price possible, because I know that there's nothing more frustrating than when you buy a thing and then like a week later you see it's half price and you think, oh, God. And I know equally that for me, there's nothing more frustrating than undervaluing myself in the first place and then having to do work grudgingly. Because I've been there, I'll be honest, I've done that and it sucks. And so no more. There we go. So with all of that in mind then, I have a little something for you today that I want to share. And I know that you're probably thinking, okay, learn how to learn a language. Right, got it. I'm going to go and do that. I have a little something extra to help you take that next step towards fully understanding what that means and fully understanding the first step towards it. It's a secret little video, so you can join my email list. I'll link in the show notes in the description. And with that, when you get this video, you'll be able to understand this one thing, really, that all language learners need to be thinking about starting today, learning how to learn the language, and you will be ready to take those first steps for yourself. So you can get that, join my email list, and it is available for you, that little video, in the description. All right, and that is it for this episode of How to Learn a Language, brought to you by Lindsay Does Languages. Thank you for listening. As I mentioned at the beginning, a couple of things that I recommend before I say goodbye. Number one is to subscribe to this show wherever you're listening. That way, you catch everything. It's all good. Number two, rate or review the show wherever you're listening. This really does help more people to find us, right? It basically tells algorithms, oh, this one's popular. Okay, let's share that one out to people who've never heard of it before, right? And number three, join our email list. And remember, if you do so at the link in the description, in the show notes, you'll get access to that secret video as well that helps you take what we've talked about today just that one step further. So yeah, any links, anything I've mentioned will be in that description box as well. Have a little look and I'll see you very soon. Thank you. Bye.